What's up, everyone? It is the year 2024, and I welcome you to the first show of the year that involves some very talented people that are upcoming and building themselves in whatever career field they desire. Whether freelance or not, we got to respect the hustle for those that are truly trying. This is Internet Hollywood Radio. I'm your host, Vaca, a.k.a. Internet Hollywood Vega. You know what I'm saying? Pimp McGee, you know what I'm saying? Nah, that last one, I'm just joking. All right, anyway. And right now, we have a beautiful guest that's very talented, and I'm excited about interviewing. You know, what's up, Deja? Oh, let me stop. Let me say, okay, Deja, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Welcome to the Internet Hollywood Universe. I'm always excited to interview new people and learn their stories. And you are the very first person I'm interviewing this year, which makes this even more exciting. You know what I'm saying? We in here. I've been looking through your work and even expressed how much I greatly respect the content you put out and the work you did with talented people you work with to bring that work to life. I want to start this off by saying, like, I like every new face I speak with, and I like to find out the inside stories about who they are as a person and get that brief introduction piece. So, if you don't mind, can you let our listeners know who you are, where you from, and what you do?
All right, everyone. Hey, my name is Deja Salahuddin. I'm from Bridgeport, born and raised, but I go to school out here in Britain for college. I'm in my last year. And for the past 3 years in college, I've mostly been known as the dancer or the athlete because I ran track from my freshman year to my junior year. And I still dance to this day. But once I stopped running track, I got more into modeling. So that's what I've been doing. So I've been doing that for almost a year now. And it's been, honestly, a fun, whimsical, magical journey. And I can't wait for more.
Oh, well, that's what's up. I wasn't running track, man. Is it as easy? Everybody I talked to that ran track, they said it was kind of hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I did the hurdles. I was the queen of hurdles. Okay, y'all, listen, these legs got me very far.
I don't know if I can even jump over a cone. But anyway, now, you provide a collection of great content for work you do with others. I found myself becoming a new fan that's rooting on you to come up as a female. You know, that's putting off a woman of color. But before the idea of modeling became something you look serious enough to, like, be looking at and be like, yo, this is something that I definitely want to do and make it a reality. Like, what are some of those roadblocks that stood in your way as you grew up into that young adult life and grew the confidence as a model?
I think some roadblocks I definitely experienced before I started modeling and going into modeling was, one, time management. I've never been great with time management. I'm still not great with time management. I'm never great with juggling things, but I don't know how to not stay busy. I think I've always stayed busy for as long as I can remember. I never liked taking a break. And whenever I got a break, I didn't know what to do with it. So I always ended up finding something to do. But I think a lot of people, especially my parents, can probably agree with me that even though I was juggling a lot, I always made it work. But time management was definitely really hard for me. It's still really hard for me. And it caused me to be stressed a lot. There are a lot of nights I find myself crying. I don't know what I'm doing. It just made me doubt myself a lot in my journey, even before modeling, like with school and just with dancing, with everything I ever done. I was just stressed out from not being able to juggle things efficiently. So that was definitely a big roadblock. I think going into modeling, the biggest roadblock I probably face is my height. I've never really been tall, and that's been a recent thing because I was tall as a kid. But I think once you hit like 5'5 at 15, you kind of stay that way up until your 20s. Yeah, that's where reality starts setting in. Like, maybe I'm not going to get any taller. So that was a major roadblock. And I would say it kind of messed up like my confidence a little bit going into it, because I was just like, you know, I'm not tall like some of the big models out there, like Naomi Campbell or Tyra Banks. Some of the other big mainstream models, usually those models are about 5'6", 5'7" and up, but I'm only 5'5", and usually some agencies, from what I heard in the beginning, aren't looking for anyone 5'5 and under. They're looking for taller models, so someone that can wear the long pieces of clothing, stuff like that. But I never quit I always knew, you know, even if they don't take anyone shorter, maybe, who knows, maybe I'll be one of those small percentage of people that get picked up at 5'5", and then I'll be able to show other people, you know, if I can do it, so can you, even if you 4'11", you know, there's, never tell yourself you can't do something because of a restriction. Make it work. And I think one of the biggest things that have helped is that I always make myself look tall because my legs have always been really long. And so I always play with them a lot and use them to my advantage to help give the illusion that I'm taller than I actually am. So
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Not Mr. Grinch.
I'm playing with you. Now, you also tasted the experience of modeling in fashion shows for talented fashion designers who are part of some pretty great fashion shows. What was the experience like modeling for awesome people like Chastity, and what would you say you learned during that experience from when you first got casted to that very moment you walked for the very first time in front of those cameras?
Oh my gosh, it's actually a really funny story. And if you talk to her, if anyone knows her, I'm sure she'd also tell you a very funny story. I actually didn't realize before walking into a Chastity News casting that I met her before, and that was the day of my birthday. And I won't go into the details of how I met her, but it definitely was a night I can't forget. But I met her one time before, and so walking into a casting for Chastity, for one, was definitely like putting a face to the name. I've always really heard about Chastity, saw that she does videos, done castings, and so to me she was like a mini celebrity. But really seeing her in person was like, wow. She's just like me, you know, and if she's out here and she's inspiring everyone, maybe I can do the same. Like, there's nothing holding me back. The only person that can hold me back is myself. So going in there, it definitely was a welcoming environment. I don't think I've ever felt unwelcome walking into a Chastity News casting. She definitely made it known that I'm not here looking for perfection, but I am looking for the people that give it their all. And I kind of felt that energy as soon as I walked into my first casting with her. And it was like, it's now or nothing. I don't want to leave out of here not giving it everything I got. You know, I have the confidence. I want to show her I have the confidence. Like, she always made it known, like, I want to know who you are through your walk. I want to know your personality through your confidence. Like, let it speak to me. So that was a really amazing experience for me. And like, even learning from her even today, I don't think I've ever not learned something from her, something new. She always finds different ways to make you better, even at the level you're at. And so even after, you know, getting, like, I think I remember the first time I got the message from her, congratulations, you made it. And it was like, oh my gosh, like, it's like waking up and like seeing the dream that you had come to life, like a deja vu. It was very just amazing. It was very magical. And so that feeling gave me the boost I needed. It was like, if nothing else tells you can do this, this should tell you you can do this. And so that was big for me. And you know, up until the moment I walked on an actual runway and was in front of the cameras, that was, it was the first moment I realized, you know, I love the feeling that I get from this. I love, you know, grabbing everyone's attention from the moment I walked into the room. And I feel like that was something big that I learned from Chastity. She knows how to grab everyone's attention the moment she steps into a room. And I definitely wanted to and capture some of that for myself. And so I always made sure I was teachable, always left room to learn something new. And I definitely liked that feeling of going in, having all eyes on me, being the center of attention for that second and leaving a lasting impression even when I leave the runway. And ever since then, I've been addicted to that feeling.
Nice. Now, shout out to Chastity. She got the little models wanted flyer going out right now. Now, date Stop one will be on the second floor in Bridgeport, Connecticut, 1021 Main Street. The show date will be on July 21st, 2024, between the time of 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. This is the Untamed Fashion Show. You can go follow Chastity and Niece at C.A. Productions. Now, we definitely running on time here, so let me speed up these questions real fast. You know, this is a question that I've been known to ask each person that I interview for the first time because it paints the picture that plays in the favor of talent and give those looking to work with you something to expect when reaching out. Now, what are your favorite types of photo shoots to do? When was the moment you grew confident enough to let others take pictures of you? And was it weird for you at the first time?
Some of the pictures I really like taking and that I've kind of really started to like taking more of are the creative concept photo shoots. I think since the promo shoot that I usually do with Chastity for every one of her productions, I like the story that she tries to tell in them. And so I've really been liking those photo shoots. Editorial, just anything that can show really what I'm made of and my creative side. I definitely like the photo shoots that could help me do that. I can honestly remember not the exact date, but the month and the year that I had my first photo shoot, and it was a really weird experience for me. But it was in January of 2023. I remember it because it was the month before, literally 2 or 3 days before my birthday on the 1st of February. I was turning 21, and I reached out to this up-and-coming photographer, Brian, to help me really bring this idea that I had in my head for a while to life. And I was recommended to him by a friend, actually, on campus. And I wanted to, I ran the idea by him. It was like business, casual, like sexy. I wanted to show a grown side to me. You know, I'm turning 21, I'm grown, I'm so sexy, I'm young. And you know, I ran that idea by him, and he did the absolute best at helping me bring that vision to life. And then from the moment I stepped into the studio, I was definitely nervous. It was definitely a weird experience for me to be the only one in the room with another photographer and not knowing what to say, what to do, how to act. But he definitely made that experience very comfortable for me. The first thing he did actually was ask me, like, you know, what kind of artist you like? What kind of music do you like? You know, I noticed you're a little bit nervous. I want to make this like the best experience for you. Like, I don't want you to be weirded out. I want you to be in your element. And he put on his playlist, man, and we was jamming for the rest of that session. And I like that. I like that he was very like comfortable directing me on what to do during the shoot. And so ever since then, you know, me and him have stayed in contact. And we're actually hopefully planning in the near future some really great concepts I ran by him that I know he's going to execute beautifully. So I can't wait for that.
Awesome. Now, what is the vision behind Deja beyond the lens of modeling, and what goals are set in place with a much need act on in hopes of making it your future better than what it is now?
I would say the vision behind Deja would honestly just be to keep inspiring people, including myself, go and reach many different heights. I never would have thought I'd get to the place I am today. And I'd say definitely before modeling, I've always just wanted to, you know, bring a light into people's lives and inspire people to do things beyond what they believe they can do. And so that's always really been the vision behind me. I'm a very different kind of soul. And I'm not even really all that sure what that means for me, but I'm sure a bunch of people could probably tell you in their own definitions what that means, and I don't take any of that lightly. And so I would say some of my goals is to definitely go bigger, continue to improve and be better than the Deja I was yesterday, and find new ways of being authentic, bringing new and creative ideas into the world, to myself, staying true to myself. I don't want to let up. I don't think I need to let up. I want to see myself on billboards. I want to see myself on TV and magazines and ads. I want more for me. And I definitely think I'm on my way to that. So, you know, I got my faith in God and hoping that He keeps me down that path, keeps me determined and motivated.
Awesome. Now, are you currently working on any projects now or interested in working with others as we, you know, head close into the warm weather?
Yeah, I'm actually been in communication with one of my friends, Tatiana, for a project this weekend. I'm supposed to be doing a commercial this weekend, so I'm very excited for that. I'm going to be doing that with one of my friends on campus. So I'm very excited to be branching out into other types of work and doing different ideas, hearing what her ideas are and executing that into what she wants to do this weekend. I'm also planning some photo shoots, like I said, with Ryan. Hopefully when we're both not as busy, we'll actually get those up and going. But I know we've been in communication about that for a while now, so those are going to be coming up soon. And I'm actually about to be dropping some new content very, very, very soon by one of the best photographers I have been working with, Mike. I'm going to be dropping some of that content soon, so y'all be on the lookout because that's about to be dropped.
Yeah, she working. Now, who are some of the people you would like to shout out, and where is the best place for anyone to reach you if they would like to contact you to do any work?
I love this question. I feel like I won an award and I'm about to give my thank you speech. Some of the people I really need to shout out are, for one, my family, my parents, my sisters, my two older sisters, Anissa and Tiana. I need to definitely shout all of y'all out. Thank you so much for believing in me. You may not agree with every decision I make. I may have changed the direction of my paths like more than once, but I really do appreciate you guys for sticking with me through the good, the bad, the ups and downs, and always supporting me through every decision I decide to make and making sure to continue to guide me and teach me as I go, because I don't know where I'd be without any of that. And the fact that I know you guys have my 1,000% back is, I really thank God for that. I also want to shout out some of my friends on campus. And it's not a long list, but it's a pretty long list. My Marlin friends, my friends on campus, I want to shout you guys out, and I'm pretty sure you guys know who you are, and if you don't, come find me and I will tell you yes it's you. But I want to thank you guys for also being there, for supporting me, for going along on this journey with me. And I want to thank, lastly, someone very special to my heart, and I'll name drop his name, Zai. My man is not my man. He's been with me through the ups and downs. It's not been the easiest roller coaster, but he's definitely been there from jump, my number one supporter. And I really do appreciate him still being here to this day and supporting me, whether on good terms or bad terms, always reminding me of why I'm doing what I'm doing and never to let up. Never to shortchange myself, always strive for greatness. So I want to shout out all of you guys. I love you guys so much. You guys, I hold you near and dear to my heart every single day. And where you guys can find me, you can find me definitely on Instagram. That is where I also put my email. On Instagram, my handle is at prettylahluh.lilah, L-I-L-A-H-H-H. You can contact me through DM or email me, and I put that in my bio.
All right. Look, I'm not deleting this later. I'm just putting that out there. So if something happens, you're like, oh, I'm not waiting with this person no more. You know, I'm sorry. I'm not deleting it later. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But, you know. Oh man, man, the jokes is there. But no, I'm not deleting that. But I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, coming up on the show, you know what I'm saying, kicking it how you kick it, like it never been kicked before. In the year 2024, if we came to the shows of this beautiful thing we call Earth, and life feels so good when you're breathing it in, brother. Trust me, I know. But you know, and I appreciate you coming on to the show and blessing us with your presence. You shine your light, and I hope the glory takes you where you need to be. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me.